In 2008, proud Narangeri man and comedian Kevin Cropinieri was pushed by his family to compete in the Deadly Funny competition to find Australia's funniest Aboriginal. Only weeks later, he received a phone call inviting him to the national finals. He won that and launched his witty humour into the world of mainstream comedy. Kevin will be performing at Adelaide's Fringe Festival, which began last week. His humour tackles heartwarming stories of failures, challenges and success. He told The Wire's Imogen Evans that comedy is the perfect way to tell a difficult story.
The flip side of tragedy is comedy. There's a lot of tragic, ugly stories out there. And so if we could learn to laugh even through our pain, I think it's a real gift. It is what it is. You know, you've got your journey, I've got my journey. And what happened has happened. I think for me, I was able to talk about this and have fun and bring the funny. But because I've had the healing, I can think about things now and there's no pain. And I can, I finally can let things go and now bring the funny to people.
You've mentioned as well in your set how you mix Indigenous references and humour into a comedy show that is for a mixed-race crowd. How do you work around finding that balance?
It's been a journey. At the start of my show, I talked about doing comedy for Aboriginals only, and that's what I did. For 4 years of comedy, I just done it for Aboriginals, and we had this sense of humour, like the Italians have their sense of humour, and the Asians have their sense of humour. And I got booked at a Jewish comedy festival to be a special guest a few years back in Melbourne, and I was honoured to be a part of this festival, but when I done my set, then I went and sat back in the crowd, I had no idea what these other Jewish comedians were talking about, and the whole Jewish crowd was losing it and laughing, and it was the first time I got the idea that what it would be like for a white fella to sit in my audience. And then I started doing non-Indigenous gigs, and it was a real, like, wow, people weren't laughing. I know I'm funny, but I have to learn to tweak and reword and rephrase things so non-Indigenous people can get on board. But then also just realise that there's just the common touch. What's funny is funny.
And kind of on that, do you ever find yourself sussing the audience, and would you ever change content to better match those audiences?
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes you're backstage, you can, as a crowd's filtering in, and the house lights are on, you can crack the curtain, just see, peek through the curtain, and you can see that, okay, predominantly it's an older white crowd tonight. Or sometimes you can see, wow, it's just full of Aboriginals tonight. And then you're like, automatically, you know which set to go to straight away. And I love seeing split crowds in my audience. It's a really good place to bring everybody together and see everybody laughing together.
When you're sharing stories and culture from an Indigenous perspective, do you find it easier to connect with audiences when it's through comedy?
Do you know what? When you make someone smile or laugh, their defences come down. I try a lot of my stuff out in elevators, maybe 15 seconds to make someone giggle. And I just try these little one-liners, and sometimes you see people smile and they, you know, like, oh, this fella's a funny dude, and they just relax. So I think comedy is a really good, great medium to get messages across as well, yeah.
And of course, an issue that's still continuing in Australia is the importance of Indigenous truth-telling. Do you think that comedy can be a platform to educate?
I think comedy is a great way to build bridges, change people's thinking. And it is thought-provoking. It gives you another perspective because we don't know everything. You know, we don't know everything. I mean, I'm 47 years of age. I don't know everything. You can be 70. You don't know everything. So once you take time out to listen to other people and their stories and their experiences, I think you can tell your truth. For me, I think the way I do it, which is kind of makes it a bit special, I make you feel warm and welcome. Being an Aboriginal, proud Aboriginal man, I make you feel warm and welcome. I'm basically, let's put the front foot together. Let's walk together. Let's go on this journey because we share a history. You know, we have a dark history in Australia. And I talked about it with Germany last night, you know, and why Germany is such a progressive country. The reason why Germany is, they teach their past. As bad as it is with the Holocaust and the mass murdering and the mass genocide, they actually teach it to ensure that that'll never happen again. And I think that Australia could learn a lot from teaching the truth. From teaching the truth about this country. And I think the best way for all of us to move forward is to start with the truth. Now, if we all walk side by side, hand in hand together, we can make this country such a better place.
If you weren't in comedy, do you think you would find yourself in other storytelling mediums, like your art, for example?
I think art's my first love. Like, it's strictly comedy, people, but art's like my wife. I'm never going to leave my wife, you know. And comedy's like my dirty little mistress. I'm just having fun, you know. But it's taken me places, you know. Probably wrong analogy, but yeah. Jokes, comedy, people, comedy. Because I'm a full, before I got into comedy, full-time professional artist. So I'm expressing myself through, and my stories and my journey through my art. It's so good to be back performing. So I'd like to encourage all our South Aussie mob, and if you're interstate listening, you can travel to South Australia, come across and enjoy the only festival that's happening in the world at the moment. And yeah, let's get out and enjoy the festival while it's here.
Narinjari Man and comedian Kevin Cropinieri speaking to The Wire's Imogen Evans.